I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I have reason to believe that this might not be real because I've seen it circulating a bit. But it's plausible. So I don't know. If somebody came to your door, actually, I'll read the note, then we'll go. So last Halloween, pretty boring for me. Pretty much spending the evening at home by myself, eating the extra candy that I accidentally brought. Just like any Halloween in my neighborhood, the doorbell rings once every few minutes. Happy little trick-or-treaters looking to add to their candy collection. About halfway through the night, the doorbell rings. I open the door, find a young mother with her son, about 4 years old. Immediately after opening the door, the young boy yells, "Can I use your bathroom, please? I have to go really bad." It was so cute. Couldn't help but laugh. "Sure, come on in, buddy." The mother looks at me and embarrassingly apologizes several times as I show her and her son to the bathroom. They're in the bathroom for a very short time, less than a minute. After they emerged, I gave the boy a handful of candy and they were on their way. The rest of the night went on as usual and I didn't think twice about bathroom boy. The next day, I'm out doing some work in my yard when my chatty elderly neighbor walks over and strikes up a conversation. He just had to tell me about this funny story of the little boy that came to his house trick-or-treating and had to use the bathroom. That's funny, I told him. That happened in my house as well. Was it a little boy in a Spider-Man costume with his young mother, I asked? Well, yes, it was. Maybe the kid has a small bladder, I thought to myself. But again, I didn't really think much of it. Later that night, as I was getting ready for bed, I go into my bathroom. I open up my medicine cabinet. I notice that everything is out of place. I'm a lot like Kayla. Everything has a place. There's a place for everything, and everything has its place. So I know when things have been moved around. This really threw me off because I live by myself. I haven't had any guests in the past few days. And then I remembered the boy and his mother coming in to use the bathroom. Then it hit me. I immediately called my neighbor and I asked him if anything was missing from his medicine cabinet. He said, "Oh my goodness, yes. I went to take my pain medication this morning and it was gone." I told him my medicine cabinet had also been gone through. And by the end of our conversation, we had determined that the only people who had been in our bathrooms the past few days other than us was this woman and her little boy.
Oh no! My God.
The next day, the neighbor and I made a report to the police. The police conducted an investigation and discovered that the boy had stopped for 18 potty breaks in our neighborhood that night. Six of those 18 potty breaks resulted in medications missing from the bathrooms. This really turned my stomach. Knowing that this woman was using her 4-year-old son to get into people's bathrooms to steal their medication. Ow. By the way, has there ever been more perfect music?
The music is awesome.
Ever done?
I love
anything
this
we've
music.
Ever done in our lives. I'm like, oh my God. No, but to my knowledge, they were never able to identify the woman or the boy. So just remember, on Halloween, things aren't always what they seem.
Ow.
Real story or urban legend? I can't find anything either way. But this has been making the rounds some. At the very least, are you going to let a little kid, after hearing that, are you going to let a little kid go into your bathroom?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't want people stealing from me, especially medication of all things. Oh, my God. Yeah, unfortunately, this little kid and his mom have ruined this.
Yeah, your mom doesn't get to go in there and steal all my Percocets. Is that still a thing?
Yes. I imagine it works.
All my Oxys.
The only thing that would make me believe it's not is, like, do people keep their medicines in the downstairs bathroom or in a guest bathroom type situation? I would assume that your Percocets or your whatever pain medication would be in the main bathroom.
You would assume, yeah, but
you're
not everyone is bougie like you and has 14 bathrooms in there.
You only have, like,
you know. Yes, I am an a-hole. You just mouthed it to me because you're such an.
My downstairs bathroom, I have one, not 14. It doesn't even have a medicine cabinet.
Is that the one with the gold-plated toilet? Which one has that?
That's the master bedroom.
Yeah, but you have a one-story house, Chet, and your front door is in the middle of your home, and so when they came in, would you take them to the guest bathroom?
There's a powder room. There's a powder room.
Oh, I guess there is. Yeah, it's right there.
Silver-plated toilet. Right. That's the one.
Not as bougie.
No, not nearly.
Yeah. Even before this story, I wouldn't have let the kid in.
Wow, really?
Yeah, no.
Kid says they gotta pee.
I'm letting the kid in.
You can go to the next house.
I'm not letting the mom in.
No, because the kids usually learn the scamming from the parents.
It's so funny. I would sit there and go, as a mom, like, I don't know, maybe because I grew up in the sticks, I would just assume that a little boy, I'll just go pee right there. It's fine.
I would send him around the corner. Yeah,
yeah.
I would.
Backyard.
I think I would question it, but then if a little boy needed to go to the bathroom, I'd be like, all right, go ahead.
It's a little Spider-Man costume.
A little Spider-Man costume, yeah. Because you know he's got a onesie on, so he got to unstrip that whole thing if he got to go pee, so.
Oh, that's the good thing why the mom has to go in, because he can't get out of the costume.
Yeah.
Oh, no, if he's a little kid, don't go to... When do you start letting kids go to the bathroom by themselves?
I'd assume at 4, but...
Well, I'm not talking about in a Target, but you let the mom into the house, and then the powder room or the bathroom's right there. The kid goes.
I'm not letting my kid go into somebody's house by themselves.
Wouldn't it be great if this little kid, like, went up to, like, a mansion and they were like, oh, no, sorry, all those toilets are broken. All 14 of our toilets are broken. You can't use them.
And then the child was never heard from again.
Oh.
The mother let him go into the bathroom by himself. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, by the way, if you're a mom, are you really going to chance it?
No, we're not asking anyone to use their restroom.
Yeah, what do you do?
Nope.
Okay, so what are your options? Then hang on a second, because I want to, not only is this, do you believe this story is real or not? Sounds urban legendish to me, I don't care.
Yeah, a little bit.
But this raises a lot of questions. Are you going to a house you don't know to go to the bathroom? When you got to go, you got to go.
Yes, that's true.
Are you going into a strange... Are you letting the kid in? And if you're the mom, are you and your kid going into a strange person's house? Again, if you got to go, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Boy, you're willing to take candy from them. You're willing to take food from them.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
If you watch Tamron Hall on News 3 on Friday, we've got one more code word to get from you. It's worth $100.
Yeah.
Be good. For
sitting on your butt watching TV and then calling us. I don't know. Seems worth it.
Yeah.
So we'll get that from you in a few minutes. But first, want to go back to this story. And again, I don't know how much truth there is to this. It's been making the rounds. I don't remember seeing it in years past. This story of Halloween where the mom and the kid go up to the door, ask if they can use the bathroom. Then later they find out that all their prescription meds were stolen.
Wow.
And then when they file the police report, they find out that the kid, this same little Spider-Man and his young mother, had stopped at 18 different houses. Literally, 18 different houses.
Wow.
And
pulling a job on Halloween.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So do you let a little kid into your house?
Knowing what I know now, yeah, I would anyway. But in this particular scenario, I don't have a medicine cabinet. They can't take any prescription medications from my downstairs bathroom. So yeah, if the kid's got to go, he's got to go.
Yeah.
I got niece and nephew, and they constantly have to pee. They're like untrained puppies, both of them.
But keep in mind, the doorbell's still ringing for you to attend to other people with candy.
Don't matter. If a kid's got to go to the bathroom, they're going to be, I'm letting them use the bathroom.
And if that's my issue, they can just get, the doorbell can ring.
Yeah, and I'll keep an eye on them.
What, am I going to get a bad Yelp review? They didn't get to the door. They didn't get the door quick enough with the candy.
That's called egging and teeping.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
But I get those that would, those that wouldn't want strangers in their house to use the bathroom. I get it. I just, a little kid, I got to let him pee.
And see, I'm right there with you.
You let him in?
I would have let him in until I heard this story, and now no one's coming in my house on Halloween, unfortunately.
Maybe you take your drugs out of the bathroom. Maybe you lock up the drugs elsewhere.
And one more little thing. Okay, this is maybe an urban legend. It may not be true at all.
I know, but here's my thing. Now I'm starting to think about the what-if scenarios in it. Like, what if she's scoping the house or whatever to, like, ransack the place later on? You know what I mean? Like, oh, she got like 4 or 5 TVs in that place. Now I can ransack them when she leaves. I'm just saying.
In the downstairs alone. Wow, how you living?
just from the front door to the bathroom. 5 televisions.
Sports bar?
3 of them.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.